Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us
to. Wow, put your hands together, it's testimony time. You don't sound as excited as I am. I said it's testimony time. You still don't sound excited. I said it's testimony time. Amen. First up, we have Kobe Prince. Kobe Prince, can you come up? Please encourage him. It's a long walk. Wow. Welcome him. Amen.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Daddy. My name is Kobe Prince, and I'm part of the First Love Music Division. My testimony is about how I received an iPhone 7 through the prayers and prophecies of Daddy. In October last year, I had the privilege of going to sing in a church. And fast forward to December, I'll come back. Then in December, that same church, they created a group for the program they had that I went to sing. So jokingly, we were joking on the page, and I was like, oh, my phone is poor, so if I should get a new phone, I'll be very happy. I was joking because it didn't look possible. And the man, so on the 25th of December, I texted the man. I was sitting here and it dawned on me that I should just text him. And he told me that, oh, Kobe, I want to meet you. So any day you are free, let me know. I didn't text. And he texted me on the 30th of December and asked me that I should meet him at the mall, any place I want to meet him. So when I went to the mall and we sat down and we were talking, he told me that when we finished the program in October, like 2 weeks later, that's in November, he was driving, and when he was driving, the Holy Spirit told him, buy an iPhone for my son, Kobe. So when he was saying that, like, I still didn't believe it. Like, then he brought the phone sealed in a box, iPhone 7, 128 gig. And so this is actually the phone. Hallelujah. Yeah, so when he gave me the phone, he said that the Holy Spirit had been pressing on his heart. He was looking for money to even start a project. And the Holy Spirit was still bothering him with the fact that he should buy his son, Kobe Prince, an iPhone 7. So he asked God that if it was true, then God should provide the means. He said that right then he got the money to start the project, and he got the money for the phone. Like, he got everything that he needed to do whatever. So he just gave me the phone. So I really want to thank God. I really believe that he can take care of us more than we can take care of ourselves. And I was thinking, when he left me, I was going home. I was like, is there another son, Kobe, the Holy Spirit was talking about? Because the truth is, I was looking back, sometimes we want to take credits for some of the things. Like, God, we did some of the things. But looking back, I realized that even after the program, the sound was very high. So when I was singing and the sound went low, I realized I actually lost my voice. So at the end of the program, I think I messed up a bit. So it was not because of the good song or anything, but I believe that the prayers of Daddy got, and the prophecies got me the phone. So I want to thank God and believe in the prayers and prophecies of our Father. Amen.
The Holy Spirit is talking to somebody about your problem. Hey, your jokes are being taken seriously in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together. Let's welcome Victoria Azri. Oh, please put your hands together for her as she comes. Your claps are not encouraging. Please encourage her as she comes. Amen. Victoria Azri.
Hello. My name is Victoria Seram Azri. I'm a student of Central University College, Miocho. My testimony is about how God helped me pass my RESET examination. When I was in level 200, I failed my accounting paper, and in fact, I was very, very sad. And in level 400, I'm currently level 400. Earlier this semester, I took the RESET. And then recently, I went to check my results. I went to Block G to check my results. And the man behind the computer told me I had a B+. I was so shocked because I was told that when you write receipts, you can't be given anything higher than a C. And I'm still shocked. I'm still shocked. And I want to say, Daddy, God richly bless you. We are blessed by your prayers, your prophecies. I mean, things are happening in our lives. And anytime I sit down and think about how God has blessed me ever since I joined this church, I mean, uncountable. Uncountable. I want to say thank you, Jesus, and we are blessed. We shall be great. Amen.
As you put your hands together, your results are becoming better. As you give the Lord a shout, your results are increasing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Ebenezer Hammond, quickly. Put your hands together for him as he comes. Wow, what powerful testimonies we have today. Ebenezer Hammond.
Good morning. My name is Ebenezer Hammond from University of Energy and Natural Resources in Sunyani. My testimony is about how God saved us from thieves. Last year, I went to Sunyani, and one of the things I told myself when I arrived there was that, oh, there are no thieves here. All the thieves have moved to Accra. Because the houses are very secluded, apart from each other. Like, if there were thieves there, they would really thrive. Just before we came home, we had a class in the morning and a test in the evening. After the class, I decided to stay back and study for the test. My roommate decided to go home. Some few minutes later, he called me and was like, ah, there's a thief in the house and he's still in the room. And my roommate doesn't play pranks. So I was like, ah. I just rushed to the house. Lo and behold, there was a thief in the room. And because people had gathered, my roommate came to meet him in the roof in the room. Like he removed. I think one of the burglar proofings was weak, so he came through there, broke the roof in the porch, then crept through the roof into the hall, came to pack all our laptops and phones and everything, and he was taking them away. But by the grace of God, my roommate came to meet him with the phones and everything inside the room. And I want to say a very big thank you to God and also to Daddy for all his prayers for us. Because I personally don't remember ever praying against armed robbers, thieves, and all these things. Just before we came home, some classmates of mine, thieves also broke into their room, took everything of theirs. Even the phone chargers were gone. Everything. And I believe that if not for the prayers of Daddy, I don't think we would have escaped. Thank you so much, Daddy, and God bless you. Thank you.
Wow, wow, wow. What a blessing. What a blessing. Finally, let's welcome Olufemi Abodunrin. Olufemi. Wow.
Amen.
Amen. My name is Olufemi from Central Miocho, and I'm a hippo of the Dancing Stars. I want to thank God for how I got peace because of Thanksgiving. I was a very faithful Thanksgiving, and I made the mistake of stopping. Like, I stopped paying there for a while. And in this period, my laptop got cracked. My phone got cracked. It fell in water. It got stolen. So many things happened to me. So one time we were in church, and Daddy kept speaking about tithe. I didn't have money on me, so I couldn't give tithe. I was just sitting there. My offering changed from the green ones and the brown ones to red and blue. And hey, how? So when I understood that on that Sunday, on the Monday, my parents sent me money. I sat down and calculated every single thing I had owed God. I even started a business because there was no money. So with all that, I paid, and on that Sunday, I paid the money. Since then, everything has been fine. I don't need to have money on me. Bishop said that rich people don't always carry money. I don't have money on me, but then everything is being done for me. I can be here. I won't have money to go back to Miocho. But then by the time I get there, somebody will pay a taxi for me. The grace of God is good. I also want to thank God for divine direction through the camps. When I wrote my WASI, I applied to only one school because I thought I had faith. HSC and for mechanical engineering, and they bounced me. So I was in the house, I was bazaar. Then my father came to me and spoke about architecture in Central University. But at that time, I was listening to the builder's anointing. He kept talking about, you must build, you must build. I said, this one there must be the Lord. So I went calmly, I was doing everything. By the grace of God, everything has been fine. I'm not suffering with it. Because people say it's hard. People say it's hard, but by the grace of me, I'm cruising. And I want to thank God for it. I want to thank Bishop and everybody. Thank you very much.
We speak to every cracked phone. We speak to every stolen phone. And we declare that they are coming back in the name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together. What powerful testimonies we've had today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in for a treat. If you're as excited as I am, give the Lord a shout. Put your hands together and let's welcome Ida.
Somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere. He that hath my commandment. And he keeps them. Oh yeah. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. Yeah. And I will love him. Yes, I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere. You need to go somewhere, preach somewhere. I want to love him. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh my. Just because he loved me. Oh yeah. I want to give. Going and preaching. like he loves you. Listen, Jesus loves you so much, so he gave his life for you. That is why we're preaching. That's the reason for the cross. Will you love him? Will you love him? Say, will you love him? Will you love him? So go somewhere, preach somewhere. Go somewhere, preach somewhere. Go to India, go somewhere, preach somewhere. Go to Liberia, go somewhere, preach somewhere. Go somewhere, preach somewhere.
Of God. Oh, that's how I feel, because I don't
see you serving, helping, and working. I don't see you anymore. I'm sorry if I offend you, but that's how I feel. No, no, no. Love the Lord your God. That's how I feel. I'm sorry if I offend you. No, no, no. I don't see you give as much as you could give. Oh no, 'cause you've forgotten. What the Lord has done for you. Hey. Oh. No, no, no. You don't love the Lord your God. No, you don't. No, 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 no. I don't see you wait upon the Lord, and I don't see you do for the Lord.
There is nowhere that's too far. No battle I can't fight. Ready at 20. Whoa. Let's give ourselves to this glorious mission unreservedly. Let us never think that our time, our strength, our families are our own. Let us dedicate them all to God and to His word. Let us give ourselves wholly that our profiting may appear ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. Justified in staying here while so many are perishing without means of grace in other lands. We must take every chance of doing good to the lost. Oh yeah. We'll be laboring, we'll be traveling day and night. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. Surely it is worthwhile to push ourselves with all our might in promoting the gospel and the kingdom of our Christ. Ready at 20. Oh, oh, oh. Ready at 20 for the work of God. Do not run away from Him. A few more days, and our work down here will be done. When it's done for eternity. Your life spent is irrevocable. It remains to be contemplated, yeah, throughout eternity. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. The work of God. Oh, I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Oh yeah, I'll be ready at 20, ready to build. Yeah, I'll be ready at 20, I'll be ready to fight, ready to witness, ready to go, ready to preach. Ready to reprove, ready to reveal, ready to follow. It's the breakup.
relationship. That's what's on my heart today. I cannot get over the feeling. So many lessons I have learned. I have learned that if you love, then you will give. I have learned that if you love, you will communicate. He said to me, then you will smile at me. If you love me, you love my friends. And if you love me, you will be cheerful around me. If you love me, you hold my hand. So child, please learn these lessons about love. You to feel the pain I felt. Please listen to all I'm telling you. I'm sharing from my heart. When I broke my heart, it really hurt. It's the breakup of my relationship. It's a broken heart once again. Said that I don't love him much. He says he cannot feel my love. And he said, I'm leaving you. You don't love me. If you love me, why don't you give? To me, if you love me, you think about me more. If you love me, you talk to me. And if you love me, you will show me that you care. And if you love me, you hold my hand. So child, so loved the world that he gave his son. Ooh. Oh. Oh, oh, oh. La 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 la. Oh, oh.
Wow, what a blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do better. You can do better. We've come to the most important part of the service. Amen. Some will download the podcast tomorrow. Some will watch on Facebook Live. But we are privileged. We are honored. We are blessed to have
our father and our pastor, right here with us. If you're as excited as I am, give your best shout and your best clap as we welcome Bishop Doug Heward-Mills.
I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the few moments we have to receive your word. We have already received your word and we thank you. Bless everyone here today. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Are you glad to be here today? Now, we are sharing a lot about greatness because it's our year of greatness. And you are going to be great in the house of the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 12. We are on Abraham. The greatness of Abraham. Genesis 12 verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee. And I will make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Amen. So Abraham was promised greatness. He said, I will make even your name great. Okay? So when you look at Abraham, there are things about him that we must follow if we want to follow in his footsteps, the footsteps of greatness. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things was the wealth of Abraham. Genesis chapter 13. The story of Abraham is from chapter 12 to 22, but really ends in 25. You know, that's when he's dying and handing over his properties. But 12 to 25, so if we look at 13, you see the story of Abraham continuing. All right? And there, you see Abraham is, verse 1, and Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot was with him, and they went into the south. Okay? Verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in silver and in gold. Amen. And he went on his journeys from the south unto Bethel. All right. And verse 5. And Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. And then verse 6, this is prosperity, the problem of prosperity. It says, the land was not able to bear them. Yeah. The land was not able to bear them. This is one of the principles in economics. You know, that farming, the land is not able to sustain people. So people need more land. This is the basis for war. People go fighting. All right? So that's why in Africa we have countries with half of a country and a half of another country making one country. Because the white people divided. So they took part of Togo and added it to Ghana. So you have the whole Volta, everybody there is just the same names in Togo as we have in Ghana, the same group. But we added that piece to get the Volta River for our electricity. Do you understand? And on the Abidjan side, we also have the same thing. We have people there. They speak Twi, and they are Ghanaians. I don't know what country they are, but they are people divided into two. So we have some here, some there. All over Africa, it's like that. If you go to South Africa, you see that the Zimbabwe people are same language, divided. So we keep divided. So we keep on, people try to get land, you know. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their sustenance was great. Their substance was great. They were really rich. In those days, they didn't count gold like we count gold. Don't laugh at them for counting cows. We are counting dirt in the ground. That's the gold. And so that they could not stay together. Now there was strife between the headmen of Abraham's cattle and Lot's cattle. And Abraham said to Lot, "Let there be no strife. Okay, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my headmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If you take the left hand, I will go to the right. If you depart to the right, I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan. Hey! And it was well watered. Not everywhere is well watered. It was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Verse 11. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, the one which was well watered. This is the behavior of an orangu. You have not really been called. You see, when there are two people together, three, you must know that even though they may look similar, they are not all called. Did you get that? I'll say it again. Sometimes you have a group of people moving together. They have similar features. They're all prospering. We're all doing this. We're all doing that. So Abraham and Lot look almost the same. And Abraham was having problems with his headman, saying this and that. So Abraham, the thing got to Abraham, and he called Lot and said, "Look, you know, we are brethren. But we are not brethren. You are my nephew. And you don't have a call, and I have a call." Do you see? A lot of times people look, we are all the same. We are all flowing. We are all moving. But Lot was not called by God. God called Abraham. Turn to Genesis chapter 12. Verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy brethren." Genesis 12 verse 1. "And from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee great." Verse 4. So Abraham departed, and the Lord had spoken, as the Lord had spoken unto him, not unto them. And Lot went with him. Do you see? And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. All Abraham's future problems were related to him going with Lot. All the problems in the life of Abraham were related to somebody that was not supposed to go with him, who went with him. And this is the first one. He started to struggle with him. Okay? So, it's important for you to recognize greater callings in people and not to equalize yourself. I say, "But I'm waiting. Shall we all finish school where we can't wait till you why what you did? Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie have never related with me like that. Even though we were all in school together. We were all in school. We were in the same school at the same time. But they have not related with me as co-equals. There was some story about some co-equals. Huh? Chia, am I your co-equal? Yeah. Who said Chia? They have never said to me, well, we are all called. You see, you have to know how to think. And when you are a lot, or you are somebody who is following or who is with someone who is called to do something, you should not allow it to get into your head and say, we are all called. That's the thought process of an orangu. Do you see? And when that happens, you disconnect from the real source of the blessing. So now, what happened? Lot chose him. You see, this is natural choice. Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east. And they separated themselves, the one from the other. And Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan. All right? But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. So, Lot had chosen, right, a land that in the natural looked good, but it was full of wicked and sinful people. So, when you are making decisions, don't make decisions just based on natural prosperity. Don't say to yourself, oh, this looks good. So I'm going to do it financially. Just money, just for money. You know, even in the secular world, if you are not even a minister, never do things just for money. It's not a good aim. Do you see? It's not a good aim. Those whose aims are not money in business are the ones who get money. A very destructive goal is money. It's a very destructive in any endeavor. If you have, everything is profit, I would have to get more money. I have to get more money. I have to get money from this. I have to get something from this. It doesn't work well. And in politics, of course. That is why when you are not in government, when you are not in the government, and you are outside the government, you watch the government, you can't understand what they are doing. Most of the time, it doesn't make sense. You wonder, these people, are they Ghanaians? Have they been ordinary people before? Can they understand what they are doing? Does it make sense to buy 60 million euros worth of pads to give to girls in secondary schools? Million euros worth of pad to give to girls. Sanitary pads. Somebody is probably benefiting from giving girls. Are you going to give every month to all the girls in Ghana? Pad. Sanitary pads. And then they can come on television and explain it. I watched, not that somebody, I watched them explaining on television why they were sharing the sanitary pads. The white people are laughing at us. As we come to the factory, can you imagine when the factory receives an order? 60 million euros per one order. Wow! You can imagine the white people lifting their hands in amazement. They say, there are some people somewhere who want 60 million euros, or however, 11 million euros, whatever the amount of millions of euros. These Ghanaians, they're amazing, you know, they're our best business partners, you know. Every time money becomes an aim, something about you changes. And changes rotten bad. It's not good at all. Do you see? So, Abraham, the Lord made a bad mistake. And he chose all that. And he shouldn't have chosen that. He should have told Abraham, please, uncle, what do you want me to do? Choose first, or just you go, and I'll go. When Abraham said, you go, and I'll go elsewhere, he said, oh, how? You go, and I'll go to whatever is left. Because, I mean, it's a blessing to be with you. That's not how he thought. So we are all co-equals. God is with all of us. Is it not only you God is using? Is it not amazing? And then in the end, he got into all the trouble. Now, notice the next verse after that. God told Abraham, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes and look around. Okay? Now, he said, lift your eyes, look from where you are standing, north, south, east, and west. Now, don't you agree with me that Lot must have gone either south, north, east, or west? So now, Abraham, God is telling Abraham, look here. Look here, which was where Lot went, where Lot didn't go. Well, Lot didn't go. And Lot must have gone in one direction. And it says, all that you see. Verse 15. The land which you see, I will give it to you and to your seed. So prosperity is not by force and by your effort, but it is by God's blessing on your life. So Abraham is the one. So not knowing that what Lot had was also for Abraham. The next time you hear of Lot, he's running away with, he's penniless. Penniless. Running away with his family. And his whole town, all his investments, his buildings are burnt down. This is what happens to people who don't appreciate the blessing and understand that the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. That's the kind of blessing God is giving you in this time. A blessing that makes you rich. Now look at Genesis 13 verse 2. Abraham was very rich. Now I just want to say this because we don't often talk much about money. I don't think that money should be an emphasis. It's not an emphasis. You don't have to do things for money. But I want to make this quite clear. There is no one that God used that didn't become rich. You see, money is a side effect of God's blessing. God's blessing will make you rich. Do you believe it or you don't believe it? Yeah. You show me which of God's servants. You know, as for money, if you take money, you can preach money. Look, money is one of the easiest topics, like in terms of finding scriptures to support. Look, it's endless, this Bible. There is so much. That's why when the prosperity preachers get onto it, they have no limit. Because there is so much support for that thing. Because it is true. But what is wrong is that it should not be your heart. Look, if I was looking for money, I would not come to children who don't have money and who don't have cars. You see, everything changes when you are looking for money. So many people come to Ghana, they want to invest in Ghana. They can't because they go to somewhere and then they say, okay, come in 2 weeks. Come next week. Come in 2 weeks. They cannot. Because there's something going on. You can't even understand. They say, oh, no, we are, it's our own investment. You don't, the government doesn't, see me 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week, 2 weeks, and that's it. You need to even put people in hotels and give so much money for something to work. It's amazing. So money is a bad aim. And most 90% of the people who are looking for money don't find it. And 90% of the people who look rich, who look rich and claim to be rich, are not rich. If you like, write it down and then use your life to research who look rich, and claim to be rich are not rich. You can write it and then through life, anybody you see who looks rich or claims to be rich, look carefully. And you'll be surprised. One of the ways to look is when I'm doing fundraising and I ask for somebody to kindly, let's say, buy one speaker. In this church, nobody came to give $5,000 or even $1,000. Maybe somebody came to give $1,000, I don't know. Even $1,000 to something that cost thousands of euros to buy the sound system that we are enjoying. So remember what I'm saying, that many who look rich, 90% in my estimation, including people who work at the banks, have huge salaries. They mention all kinds of things. I tell 90, they don't have much. Some people are shouting 95%. I should make it 95. True. Yes. Now, I want to show you why the blessing of God is necessary. You know, I feel that I'm blessed. That's why, you know, I can just walk from the Kodesh and come here, or even build here, or build Mampong, or do. I feel there's a blessing. Because I don't know what I'm, I don't know anything that would make us be here. And I don't even struggle nowadays. I don't struggle to buy Kiliwili. You know, by God's grace, I don't even know the Kiliwili sellers who count and those who don't count. God has promoted me. And I don't beg anyone. Since I came into the ministry, I've not gone to beg anybody for anything. If I ask for something, I'm asking for the Lord's work. I've not asked anybody for anything. Beg anyone. Please give me this. Please give me this. You can't say that I came to I need this. I need this. I need this. I don't even need much. By the grace of God. Yes. So, why? Why? And I want to show you the reason why prosperity is such a big deal. It's found in Genesis. You know it already. But you don't know that that's the reason. In Genesis chapter 3. Go there. Genesis 3. Quickly. Now, in the punishment for the sin, Adam received a severe rebuke on his ability to prosper, which has been inherited by all of us. And unto Adam he said, verse 17, this is the punishment for sinning. Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, not to the devil, thy wife. Those of you who have good wives, always remember that your wife is not God. And neither is your wife an angel. She's also a sinner. And she cannot replace God. Even if she looks angelic, she is not God. Hmm. Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded unto thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the ground. For out of it was thou taken, and dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Now, there are three sentences that are found there, which are characteristic of all the work we do on earth. Verse 17. It said, verse 17, Genesis 3:17, it says, in sorrow shall thou eat of it. So everybody is going to eat, but through sorrow. That is the nature of the work and the things that are here. In sorrow thou shalt eat. Just eating. Just eating. Now look at the next one. Verse 18. I'm waiting for the man who is on the screen to be a faster, please. You are too slow. The next thing is that what you plant is not what you get. Thorns and thistles it shall bring to thee. How many people plant thorns? So I'm going to my farm. What are you farming? Oh, thorns. What type of farmer? Are you corn farmer, pineapple farmer? I mean, are you into cocoyam? Are you yams? Oh no, I'm into thorns. National Thorns Farmer Award. So you put in one thing and you get something different. So harvesting is not working. Harvesting doesn't work. What you expect is like many of you gone to school. Go to school, you become a doctor. What do doctors get after going to medical school? Those who didn't get science. First of all, when you go to medical school, they give the stronger ones medicine and then weaker ones are given dentistry. And first of all, the dentistry students get better lives than the doctors and even earn more money, I think. Yes. The dentists. They don't have Saturday, Sunday. They don't have emergency. They don't have night. They don't have 8:12 to 12. They don't have all those things. Yes, and they are the same level as a doctor. They are doctors. And they don't go near dangerous diseases. That you can breathe it before realizing. Then, those who, when you were in Form 3, I wish this new government will bring back O-level so that the bogus educational system that is working will be changed to something that is better. How can you go to school in Ghana up to the end of WASI? When you go abroad to England, they'll tell you your WASI Ezra doesn't mean anything here. It only means that you can speak English. This is what they tell. Even that, if they can even speak English. How can it be? Anyway, let's go on, please, please. What's the topic? Huh? Those who couldn't do science. When you go to Form 3, like they separated the goats from the sheep. And the goats were those who couldn't do science. So they did arts, and the sheep were those who did science. When they couldn't do any good course. So they did maybe geography, history, something, just mix up. sociology something, archaeology, to fill in the subjects. You get it? When they come out, they go to work at banks and do politics. Then they will do some other courses. And they earn 10, 20, 50 times more than a doctor. And the cream, the highest, most intelligent academic children, they are down. One of the doctors came to give me a testimony. He said, God has moved. I said, how has God moved? He said, I've got accommodation. I said, wow, where is the accommodation? So, nurse's quarters, my wife and I, we have got a small one room. Nurse's quarters. I said, wow, you should see where those who didn't qualify to do science, and they were crying in Form 3 that we didn't get science. They're crying. You should see where they live. They have a Land Cruiser. They have houses. They have air conditioning. They have servants. They have generators. They have everything, but they couldn't get science. They have drivers. Look at the thing. It says, thorns and thistles it shall bring to thee. You get the opposite. I'm sure President Mahama is crying that when he asks, oh, can I please stay in the house? I don't want to stay in the house. You want to stay in the house? Thorns and thistles. Thorns and thistles. After I've been your leader, something small for the boys to stay. Look at the Ghanaians. Wicked. He shouldn't stay in the house at all. People are saying he should go out. He should go out. He will feel very sad in the house. I'm telling you. Just as President Rawlings will also feel very sad in the house when his own party tell him that he should write a letter if he wants to apply to be in NDC. Yes. It's wonderful. Huh? You get many times thorns from what you've planted. Go abroad to Germany, England, America. Ghanaians are there. Look, the reason why you haven't seen some of your relatives for a long time is that they cannot come. They don't have money to come back home. They can't come. You should go and see them there. It starts giving them thorns and thistles to their surprise. And then the third statement. I'm giving you three statements in the punishment, which are the reasons why it's very difficult to prosper. And prosperity is no more by force. Believe me. Because who can escape this? It's a statement that was made by God over all men. In sorrow, when I saw the face of the president looking so sad, I said, a house. When President Kufuor finished, they said they should give him four houses. People talk about what is four houses? We have heads of state who will never go out of the position. Go to Gambia. Go to so many places. You see the people there. Go to Zimbabwe. 36 years. Never to move. Lifetime is for life. We are wicked, though. We are wicked. And they do it like that. You don't have to treat your leader bad. It's wrong. It's a curse. Yeah. The person has been a leader, has been a father. You have to be careful. You don't humiliate them. No matter which side you are from. Me, I don't belong to your groups, so. You can't see my color. And the third difficulty is in the sweat of thy face. Sweat. going to be hard. Inevitable. Every job is like that. Do you see? So, you now need not force. Because whatever the field is, you now need a blessing to counteract this thing. Amen. Now, I have a new book which is, it's just about out now. But it has several chapters of how to neutralize curses. Yes. But one of the ways to neutralize curses is to have an opposite blessing. Do you see? The opposite of the curse that is working in your life. Yeah. That's one of the ways. Are you still there? Now look at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. The curse of demotion. How many want to be demoted? Deuteronomy 28 verse 43 is quite clear. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Huh? So when you have a nation where foreigners are very high in the nation, you see, you cannot go to Switzerland and you see that, oh, this is Zambian. This Zambian owns all this and it's very great. No, no, no. Not that they will suppress you. You can come, but you can't easily come. Yeah. Yeah, this man has been in Switzerland. It's not, you can't go to Zurich and see a Zambian or maybe a Ghanaian. He's become very, he owns all here. And no. But in Ghana, you can say, oh, this one for Lebanese, this ones are for Indians, these are for what, these are for this. And the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. These are the curses. It says, and all these curses shall come upon the whole of Deuteronomy 28. So what do we need? We need, this is a curse of demotion. So you need a blessing of promotion so that if you stand and say, yes, I've been cursed to be demoted here and I've also been blessed to be promoted here. So the worst option is I have to be at where I am. Hallelujah. The blessing is lifting you up, I'm telling you. So let's look at a blessing of promotion. Deuteronomy, the same Deuteronomy 28 verse 2. All these blessings shall come upon thee. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou, verse 13, thou shalt be above only. Above only. And shall not be beneath. So, this is an exact neutralization. You shall come down very low. And this one says, you shall be above. So where should I go? Somebody has blessed me, I should be above. You are also cursing me that I should be below. And both are legally correct because what I did, I have to come down. And what I've also done, I have to go up. So, at least, I stay here. So if tomorrow another person can come and another blessing can come in my life that is going up, at least I can go one step higher. Yes. That's the reality. So blessings are great neutralizers of the curse. And the curse is real. It works tons. Like what you didn't plan to. Or in fact, what you wanted is not coming. Maybe I should say that what you wanted is not coming. Because like what you want is not coming. So something else, even that is painful, is coming. All you've done is not giving what you thought you would get. Thorns and thistles. And it's very hard. And like you sweat and sweat and sweat and sweat and sweat. Wow. So what do you need? You need a blessing. So that's why when God calls, like when God calls, because I was also, I'm just a normal dog. I've never been to school outside Ghana. All my life is Ghana. Yeah, I've never been even for a week to any school. All my education, Ghana, straight to Kolebu. Yeah, so I would have been at a polyclinic or this is my life. I would have been here. My father didn't take me abroad to boarding school, any special, no, Ghana. And when I finished, he didn't say, oh, I'm taking you outside. No. Just here. That's it. Home use. So now God called me. That's why I say, when God calls you and you start arguing, you don't know what you are arguing with. Yeah. You don't know what you are arguing with. He says, come. Come. I will bless you. And I'll make you great. Wow. He's drawing you out of an accursed existence. And he's blessing you to bless you in this world. Believe me. Believe me. Yeah. Believe you me. So you need to do things that lead to blessings. Okay? So now, today, in concluding, I want to show you just a couple of things that can sort of stop the bless, the curse. It's end the curse. It's end the curse. And bring blessings. Are you there? Wow. Now, Hebrews. Chapter 7. Hebrews 7. For this Melchizedek, I'm talking about things that lead to blessing. The first one is God calls you, obey. Anything God says to do, do. It's a blessing. So listen. If I ask you to do something, and the church asks you to do something, if I ask you to do something, it's a blessing. It's like God calling you. So you, I think you see God, you hear God, you God will appear. No, it's not like that. If I ask you to do something, it's a blessing. See, you know, try any approach. You see God calling you, do something. See it as a blessing. Start to think that way. And you are going to be seeing great things. Now, Abraham met him returning from the kings. Verse 2, he went to fight. And when he came back from the war, verse 2, Abraham gave a tenth part of all. All right? First being interpreted as king of righteousness. After that, king of Salem, which is peace. So, verse 3, this man, Melchizedek, a very strange figure in the Bible. Nobody really knows who he is. But he says he didn't have a father, he didn't have a mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Hey, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. It sounds like Jesus. All right? Now, consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tithe. So even Abraham had to give a tenth to this great person. Do you understand? Yeah. So consider how great this man was. That's Melchizedek. That even Abraham. What, you see, and the reason for the word even Abraham is coming up. Why even Abraham? Because we know that Abraham was very great also. But even Abraham still had to give him a tithe. Are you with me? Why? Verse 6. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham. Tithes. Huh? And blessed him that had the promises. So another blessing was coming on Abraham from Melchizedek. Are you with me? Blessed him that had the promises. So you need blessings to continue flowing towards you all the days of your life. It's not once, oh, I was blessed on that day, oh, hands were laid on me. You need blessings to come, because the curses, look, anytime you sin, it brings a curse. There, in my new book on the curses, you see the chapter that explains the 25, top 25 curses. Almost everything you do leads to a curse. You tell a lie here, you do this, you steal something, you take something. I mean, before you realize you are, there's a curse working. Oh, it's a problem. So even though Abraham had the promises, verse 7, without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. There is always somebody better than you. And that is a revelation you have to understand. You need the blessings of the better. Everybody has somebody that is better. When I met Benny Hinn, I had my offering ready. Any, all these people, when I have my offering ready. When I met Fred Price, he came to Ghana. Not empty-handed. No, never. The less is blessed of the better. Yes. And he paid a tenth. Not just, I mean, peanuts. A tenth. It's something you must get straight in your coconut. You know, yesterday I had a phone call. My friend, Reverend Steve, he called me. He said, oh, Reverend Adeboye, the overall redeem, yeah, had come to Ghana. So he was saying, well, maybe I wanted to meet with him. But he tried and I couldn't. So I said, what did he come for? He said, oh, his friend's child was getting married in his church. So he flew here in his private jet with an entourage to come and bless the child. So I said, wow, that's amazing. So I said, this is an old man. So I said, hey, so what did you do? He told me, I sat with him and I explained to him that, okay, I will officiate and then you preach. He said, the man said, no, you preach, I will take notes. I will take notes. I'm going to take notes as you preach. He said, what? He said, yes, you preach and I will take notes. And he came with his tambourine. Yeah, great people. So he couldn't believe it. He argued, talk, said, no, you are preaching and I'm taking notes. So he had to officiate. And then the man preached. And as soon as he took his pen, his notebook, and started writing notes. You see, and we know that it's a great person. Now he came and then prayed for the couple. Prayed for them. And that was it. And after, took his things straight to the airport with the entourage. So he came to Ghana to bless. And that's all. That's a blessing. Yes. You see, people don't realize how great and important a blessing. And this is a spiritual person. He knows, I have come here to preach. You preach, I will take notes. You should even be afraid to preach. He told me he was trembling throughout. just to lay hands and go back. A blessing. Just a blessing. It's worth it. He came with a plane. Yes. just to bless. You see, a blessing makes a difference. That's what I'm talking about. That Abraham was someone who was, first of all, blessed by obeying God. Then continued when he had this war thing, then he had some money, and then he met a greater person. And came with the tenth to honor this greater person. And he blessed him. He blessed him. Huh. You look at the life of Abraham. So whether somebody has even taken the nicest part of the land, no problem. I'm blessed. I can give you the Kodesh, I'm still blessed. I give you Kolegono, I'm still blessed. I can even give you Ghana if you want. I'll still be blessed. You come and see me somewhere else. Yes. No struggle. Those of you who are fighting, learn the secret of Abraham. It's the blessing, it's not the fight. Yeah, it's not a fight. The blessing of the Lord on your life. And you must grow up in your spirituality to respect blessings. Somebody, just this man, to lay his hand. When the blessing comes, it stops the curse that is in existence. Look, whether you believe, I can describe, you mention the country, mention the job, mention, I will show you how the curse plays, and you see that these three things, sorrow, sweating, and then thorns, reaping, I mean, things coming to you that you didn't plan for, what is not what you really wanted. If there's any, nobody can give, say that it's not like that in your life. It is what you are experiencing. It's the curse. It's a curse. If you are young, you won't know. You think, oh, I'm doing my MBA. So when I finish my MBA, then I'll go to New York and I'll do my bar. Then from the bar, then I'll come here and I'll do my PhD. Then my PhD. One guy, he went for a job and in England, they told him, you are too qualified. He had first degree, he had a PhD, he had a chartered accountant, and he had MBA, and some about 40. They said, we don't know, we are afraid of you, we can't employ you. The white people told me, it's too much. Is it not amazing? Genesis chapter 8. So I'm showing you, sowing, listen, and you see, it's giving. It always has to do with giving. Giving is the master. Whether giving tithes, giving to a better person, greater than you. Giving to God, the sacrifice of giving is a master key to bringing about blessings. Amen. Wow. Genesis chapter 8. Genesis 8. Now, there was a big problem in Genesis 8. In verse 1. And God remembered Noah. Hey! There was a major flood and everybody was dead or dying. Either drowned or still swimming, but about to give up. Have you watched a film called Blue? Deep Blue. They swam till they died. Have you watched that film? Deep Blue Sea. You should watch it. That's Noah's Ark. The guys came out of the boat and the boat left them in the Caribbean. It's a true story. They swam. They could swim. They swam and swam and swam and swam and swam. All of them died. I watched the film to the end hoping that the last minute they would be saved, but they were not saved at the end. It really pained me that I watched that film. I'm telling you what will happen in case, so that you know what will happen at the end. It's a bad film. Don't waste your time watching such a stupid film. Now, are you there? Now, after the flood, okay, Noah sent out a raven. Verse 7, and he went out, and the ravens didn't come back, which went to and fro until the waters were dry. Then he sent a dove, But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. That's why the Holy Spirit is like a dove. You see, the raven will eat dead meat, but the dove will not settle in anywhere. The dove is the Holy Ghost. It doesn't go everywhere. And then the dove came into the evening, and there was an olive leaf. And so no one knew that the waters were abated. And he stayed another 7 days. Okay? Then verse 14, in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day, the earth was dried. And God spoke to Noah, saying, go out. Go out. The wild cats, dead bodies everywhere. Huh? Is it not a curse? Wild curse. Every beast, every creeping creature, Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife, and they all went out of the ark. Now look at verse 20. You see again a master secret to ending the curse. Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar, which is very dangerous. You have got only two. Plus maybe one or two that have given birth. But you've got two. There are few. And still you are taking this. You see, giving and sacrificial giving is the master key to breaking the curse. You look at how the curse is going to end. It's a total curse. Can you imagine standing in the midst of everything is dead around you? You are standing in the middle of it. What will you do? And Noah built an ark. And he offered burnt offerings. My life is a burnt offering to the Lord. It's not my life anymore. Yes. Verse 21. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. You see, when God smells your gifts, and he said in his heart, end of the curse. I'm showing you how to end curses. God smelled the giving. That's why we always encourage you, give. To end the curse. I'm telling you, you can hold as much as well. It doesn't end curse. You must learn how to give to end curses. The Lord smells and says, I will not again curse the ground anymore. No. It's like end of curse. And then notice verse 22. Beautiful. Verse 22 is one of my favorite. I've known it for more than 40 years. 30 years. Now he said, whilst the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, which is the opposite of Adam, it's like you won't reap, you will reap, you will see pepper, you will harvest thorns. But now after the sacrifice had come, after the gift had come, after God had smelled the sacrifice, then he said, now as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time, you will be harvesting. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. What a blessing. How to end the curse? With the gift that you learn. Look, you know, if you sit with a fat person for dinner, he will eat everything. You can't believe it. The food eat. If you sit with a slim person, say, I don't like it. I don't eat pork. I don't eat rice. I don't eat this. I don't eat curry. I don't like this. I always, then they say, oh, give me some tea. No milk, no sugar. No, that's how they are. When you sit by a rich person, somebody who is blessed. When I say rich doesn't mean blessed. I mean somebody who is blessed. You will notice that the person gives. If you go deeper into the person's life, you'll find out what the person is giving. And giving up. You may be surprised. You sit by someone who is not experiencing those, but you go deeper, you find out that he's just sprinkling some gari on the church. You sprinkle gari on the church. But your real giving is unto yourself. I want to teach you young people, learn to give to God. Learn it young. You see, when you know it young, you don't struggle when you are older. To me, tithe is the easiest thing because I've been paying tithe since I was in secondary school. I don't struggle, no matter the amount. And I can pay tithe of a lot of money. Yes, I don't struggle at all. Because I don't even calculate with it. It's not in my calculation at all. If you tell me that my salary is 1,000, I know my salary is 900. Even when I'm giving somebody, sometimes I give the person 1,000, I know the person, I'm giving the person 900. I mean, if it's a tithe payer. That's how I even think. I never think with tithe included. If I say I'm blessing you with $100, I mean, I know that I'm actually giving you 90 because you have to pay tithe. So if I want to give you 100, really, I'll give you 100 and something so that you get to 100 at least. Oh, yeah. So it's not difficult for me to pay tithe. No matter the currency. Children, learn about it. Learn about it. Learn about it. Believe it. This is how it is. When God smells, end of curse, end of curse, end of curse. I can smell the offering. I can smell the offering. Too much, too much, too much. That's the curse. Whether you did biochemistry, whether you did biology, whether you did biological sciences, whether you did arts, whether you did this, whether you went to Lagos, whether you went to Tech, whether you went to America, whether you went to Germany, whether you did politics, whether you did arts, whether you did science. You ask them. Ask people to tell you what is their life experience. They will tell you. Are you still here or you've decided to leave? Last verse for today, Philippians 4. Everybody knows 19. Philippians 4:19. I know they know Philippians 4:19. But I don't care that you know Philippians 4:19. I'm not struggling with you today. Verse 15. Verse 15. Now, you Philippians, I say, anyone who is not a giver, anyone who is not a tither, anyone who has not learned to bless greater people and honor them properly, there is a certain blessing that will never be on your life. For sure, I know that. That's why in the younger church and all over, I'm teaching them to honor the prophet. I'm teaching you to honor me because it's rather a curse for you that you are not blessed, that you don't honor the servant of God that is among you. Because we walk in the church and you see people who not honor the servant. And I realize there's a problem for them because I don't even live that way. I don't live that way. Oh, yes, I don't do that. No. So I realize that you are losing. That's why I started early. I said, I'm teaching you how to honor your prophet, honor your pastor, honor your shepherd. You are the one who is losing. I don't need any. A person who is a real prophet does not need and cannot need anything from you. I don't need anything from you. You need what even I have. You need what. Because me, I don't owe anybody. I'm blessed. I've told you, I'm debt free and kelewele. It's easy for me to buy. Look at verse 15. You'll be surprised what is going to happen in this verse. You watch it. Watch it. The same thing in Genesis. It's about to happen in Philippians. He said, now you Philippians, you are the only ones. Only ones. All these Ephesians I wrote to them, they didn't mind me. Corinthians, I wrote, nobody mind. Galatians, Thessalonians, all these guys, Romans, nobody has mind. Only you Philippians. As far as like, when you talk about giving and receiving, you are the only ones. The rest of them, they receive the word about giving and receiving, no. Well, that's how the church is. There are some people who is into giving and receiving. This one not into giving. This one is into the word. This one into scriptures. This one is to fasting. But giving and receiving. This one. Verse 16. Not, for even in Thessalonica, he sent once and again to my necessity. When you were in Thessalonica. So the Thessalonians themselves didn't. But you were giving me from Thessalonica. The Thessalonians is there. They watch you preaching. One day I went to a certain lady's house and she was giving an argument about they had bought a car for the pastor and they had not written the name of the church. She was arguing with somebody. They should write the name of the church on the car. The pastor shouldn't have his mind that it is his car. They should write the name. Why don't they write? Look at it. It's the same what they are doing to President Mahama. The same type of thing. Don't honor him. Always bring him down. Just make him funny. Make them dumb. They are nothing. It doesn't lead to blessings. They were arguing. I was watching them. I was thanking God I was not in that church. Verse 17. Hey! Not because. I desire a gift. That's what we are saying, that he does a true prophet. You need what he's carrying. He doesn't. If he's a true prophet, he doesn't need anything. If he's not a true prophet, maybe he wants something from you. But a real prophet doesn't need anything from you. You need what he's carrying. You need what he's carrying. You need what he's carrying. Not that I desire a gift. Huh? I don't desire a gift. But the fruit will abound to your account. Now look at verse 18. Amazing. It's coming, no? But I have all. And I'm full. Having received the things which were sent from you. An order. The same thing. Sweet smell. The smell that God was smelling in Genesis. He's smelling the same smell with the Philippians. I'm smelling it. I can smell it. An odor of sweet smell. A sacrifice. Another sacrifice. Those of you who are pepe, is that how you say it? Pepe. You will never prosper. 1,000 years. You see, the key to prosperity is giving. So you may be standing in front of a car, you start fasting. Shabalaba. What if you just get the key? You will open the car and start driving. It's not about fasting in front of the car. It's about the key to the car. When you have the key, the car will work for you. But you can't fast the car into operation. You need the key of the car. And the key to prosperity and the key to the blessing is giving. I don't know anybody who gives more than me in this ministry. Yeah. That's why you don't know me. You are not near enough to know. Yeah. I don't know anybody. Look at it. It says it's a smelling odor. Odor. Then look at verse 19. That's what everybody knows. My God shall supply all your needs. Before all your needs. Today as I stand, all my needs are met. Rice, corn beef, oil, Kiliwili. All my needs are met. Clap for Jesus. Is it a blessing? Look, this afternoon, if I need KFC, there's a KFC here. How many of you will buy for me? I cannot even eat it. I will have a farm of chickens here. The whole KFC will close. So we are buying chicken for our pastor. He said he wants chicken. By the time I bite two, my needs are met. Whereas some of you are saying, oh Lord, let somebody's heart be touched to buy KFC for me today. I declare a blessing. How many, listen, how many want to be blessed? How many want the blessing, blessing, blessing? Stand to your feet, everyone. Blessing. Blessing is taking away the curse. Amen. Father, thank you for our hands that are lifted up today. We are grateful for the opportunity to hear and receive great blessings today. Touch every life. Put your hand on your stomach and receive the grace of giving. Whatever makes you a stingy, difficult to give person, you are healed of it today. Whatever is in your background, fear of poverty, fear of giving, fear of living and releasing, you are delivered from that curse today. Whatever makes you not to honor he that is greater and better, that thing is broken in your life today. You are now released to be a giver and a known giver. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your blessing that comes on every one of us here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you. Don't know Jesus as your Savior. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus today. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. That's the first blessing. God sent Jesus Christ to bless you. Lift up your right hand like this. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see so many hands. Lift it up high. Pastor, help me to know Jesus Christ today as my Savior and my Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if your hand is lifted up, come to me in the front. Come to me.
Come on to Jesus.
Quickly.
Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus.
God bless you as you come.
Let him have
God bless you as you come to Jesus.
Way.
I want Jesus. Come on, my friend.
Come on to Jesus.
Give him your life today. Come on.
Give him your life today.
Oh, come on to Jesus.
Come on to Jesus.
Lift your hands. Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you today. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. I am a sinner. I know it. I am a sinner. Please cleanse me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. From today, I give my heart to Jesus Christ. I give my life to Jesus Christ. I love you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for saving me. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to Jesus. I will serve Jesus. I will follow Jesus. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. I want to give you one of my books. This is very important. When we close, I want you to come to the left side. We are going to meet you on this side. As soon as we close, if you are holding the book, make sure you come. We want to talk to you before you go. Amen. I want to talk to you myself. If you don't see me, don't go home. Okay? And that will be a blessing. So as soon as we close, come to the left side over there, and we are going to be with you. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. It's time for communion. You may be seated for a moment. Now, how many of us know that communion is a cup of blessing? Yes. So every day, we are receiving blessings. You know, I'm more concerned about being blessed than anything else these days. You see, I told you the story of Reverend Adeboye came just to bless the child. Yeah. So, because I was thinking maybe he came to deliver a sermon. Officiate the word. No, he refused to do all those. He just put his hand. And he was weak. They were holding him. Lay his hands. And go back to the plane and go away. That's what we need. Blessing. Now, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 16 says, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the Lord? If you have wine, you can bring your own wine to help the bill. Yeah. My communion is wine. I don't know what they've given you there. But I take a little, it's a small one like that. Yeah. Yeah. It's a blessing. And I tell you, Jesus is here. I feel his presence. How many can feel the presence of the Lord? Yeah. All that I want is a blessing. Bless me. Bless me. Touch me, bless me. I need your blessing. This afternoon, we are dedicating our church on the Spintex Road. Yeah. That building costs millions of dollars. A conditioned church. We are dedicating this afternoon. You know, one night the Lord spoke to me about that building. He spoke to me. Something happened. And he spoke to me in the middle of the night that we should build that building from that day. And supernaturally, everything worked. We have tried for years to get a building on that Spintex Road. We are not able to get it. Wow. It's a blessing. Oh, these are blessings. Debt free. They are not owing. I told them I will never come and dedicate their church if they have not paid all their bills. Because they've been using it for a few weeks. I said, if you are owing, I won't come. They finished. It's a blessing. That's what you need. And I thank God I shared something to you. Abraham is greedy. Greedy for blessings. You've been blessed by God already. I'll bless you and make you great. You've gone to see Melchizedek to us for him to also bless you. Charlie, the guy is some way. What do you think? Huh? Abraham is wild. He's wild. He was wild on blessings. Stand to your feet. This is another blessing.
As sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and will live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood.
Whatever is a curse in your life, by this table of blessing, it is neutralized in Jesus' name. Father, as we come before your table, we thank you that no matter the thousands of curses around us, your blessing is counteracting each curse every day. And as we come to your table, we receive life and blessings into our lives. Thank you for your power that is supernatural and real for us today. Name of Jesus, the body of Jesus Christ. And now, to He who pardons our iniquities and passeth by our transgressions, and shows us mercy every day, who gave His blood for us, that we should be able to stand here in His presence, be all honor and glory. And as we come now to His table, this cup of blessing, let true blessings fall into everyone as we partake of this cup. Let healings pour into everyone. Let your stomach and your intestines be cleansed. Amen. Let your heart be cleansed. Amen. Let your blood be cleansed. Amen. Let your eyes be healed. Amen. Let your organs be healed. Amen. Let your sexual organs be healed. Amen. Let every abnormality in you be corrected. Amen. By the power of this blood that was shed for us on Calvary's cross. Whatever is wrong with your life, whatever defect, whatever mistake, whatever abnormality, whatever irregularity, it is healed today by the blood of the Lamb. And now, your mistakes, your sins are showered by this blood, are washed by this blood. Your errors, your mistakes, your crimes, your failings, they are washed by the blood of the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. Receive healing. Receive life. Receive forgiveness. When I see the cup, the blood, I shall pass over. Let all forms of wickedness pass over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the cup of blessing.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best
Lift your hands for your blessing. Your long awaited blessing arrives today. The curse which has followed your feet for years and years is neutralized by the blessing of the Lord on your life. You will never see dark days again. You will never see disappointment again. God has settled every issue with your life. Receive settlement. Receive settlement. Receive settlement. Every controversial issue around you that is not ending, I command it to end today in Jesus' name. Every problem that doesn't want to die is dying now in Jesus' name. Whatever followed you to this place, whatever is following you, any spirit that is following you, any dwarf that is following you, any curse that is following, I cut it off from your life today in Jesus' name. You are dealing and disconnected from curses today in Jesus' name. Receive the healing that only He can give to your life. Be healed in your mind. Be healed in your attitude. Be healed in your schoolwork. Be healed in your life. Be healed in all areas of your life. For a new day has begun. A day of blessing. Whatever is in your life that prevents you from giving and receiving, that thing is broken today. I see a very big chain breaking in your life now. In Jesus' mighty name. The blessing of prosperity, the blessing of Abraham's wealth is released like rainfall on your life. It shall be like a tropical rainstorm on your life. It shall be like a flood in your life. All unstable issues in your life are declared settled forever today in Jesus' name. Yes, you are young, but there have been issues. And I curse every issue that does not want to die. In Jesus' name, I say, wither and die now. The blessing of the Lord has come. And the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. So shall it be. Your blessing is sure today. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.